faith, trust, expectation. Heaven's View Ministry. The truth will be making you free. John 8:32. Faith, trust, expectation. Part 3. The other day, I wrote down a list of times that I obeyed the leading of the Spirit and how I felt when obeying. I noticed that I can still feel a little uncomfortable sometimes when following the leading of the Spirit. Forgive me, Father. However, it helps me to write this, for then I can remember to not rely on my feelings, but on Yahweh and His Spirit. Amen. Then, I wrote a list of times that I disobeyed the leading of the Spirit, and how I felt after. Guilt, sad, frustrated with myself, embarrassed, unable to sleep, etc. And now, when I feel led by Yahweh's Spirit to do something, I remember these feelings after sinning, and I realize that I do not desire to feel them, that I desire to go to bed in peace at night, knowing that I have done all the Father showed that day. Amen. Yes, remembering no condemnation, Romans 8, 1-2, but also remembering that my heart's desire is to obey the Father and to do His will. Amen. Remembering that I can feel uncomfortable or even fear when obeying Yahweh. But the more I obey Him, the more normal I will feel. And I know that eventually I will feel joyful and excited when obeying Yahweh. Having faith in Him, trusting Him, expecting miracles. Amen. I humbly suggest you do the same. Write out examples in your own life of obeying and disobeying. Write the feelings at the time and after. Write the consequences of both, the blessing and the curse. It helps. Amen. And pray for boldness and a clean and obedient heart. Then choose to obey. Choose to do the will of the Father. Amen. While I can encourage you to choose to obey, it is up to you. Amen. Choices and consequences. Something that has helped me so very much. One day, many months ago, another faithful follower said to me, when speaking about obeying the leading of the Spirit, they said, "Let's just try it." They were so positive and uplifting. Amen. Faith. Grow our faith. Let's choose to grow our faith. Amen. Let me share another example, for this was a little strange to me. Just the other day, Yahweh showed me to go and look at something to buy that someone was personally selling, and I was pretty sure it was the leading of the Spirit. So I went. After I went to go and look at it, I asked Yahweh how much He desired for me to pay for this thing. I felt in my spirit that His answer to me was, "Continue on with your day. Go drive to your next destination, and then go eat. I will show you on the way, and, or, you will overhear a conversation of others at the restaurant for my direction." I thought to myself, "Strange. This is Yahweh? Really?" Yes, and it is biblical too. Remember Gideon? Then Yahweh brought to mind the lists I had written, and how uncomfortable I can sometimes feel when obeying the leading of the Spirit. And then Yahweh brought to mind the wise words of the fellow faithful follower of Yahweh. Let's just try it. So I obeyed the leading of the Spirit. And listen to this. While eating at a restaurant, I overheard a conversation of people right behind me. It was an old couple. The man was telling his wife about something, and the man spoke a number. It was one of the few different numbers that had come to my mind to pay for this thing I had just gone to see. Praise you, Father. Praise Yah. He is faithful. He is so good. He is so glorious. Wow. Amen. So I offered the amount I believe that Yahweh showed. Now, the outcome has not yet been what I completely expected. However, I am either to be more patient or move on in life. Just walk on, trusting Yahweh that He knows all things, past, present, future. Amen. And remain in peace. Live in Yahweh's peace, trusting Him truly. Let me tell you, it takes work and effort to train my mind to trust and think positive and to not second-guess my decisions and actions. Work. Amen. This is exactly why Yahweh commanded Joshua and all of the Israelites to Joshua 1, 7 through 9, from the Concordant Literal Version. But be steadfast and be very resolute to observe and to obey according to the whole law that Moses, my servant, enjoined on you. Do not withdraw from it to the right or to the left, that you may proceed intelligently wherever you go. Let not this scroll of the law ever remove from your mouth, but soliloquize on it by day and by night, so that you may observe to obey according to all that is written in it. For only then shall you prosper in your way, and then proceed intelligently. Have I not instructed you? Be steadfast and be resolute. Do not be terrified, and do not be dismayed. For Yahweh, your Elohim, is with you wherever you go. Speak about Yahweh's laws and principles and ways all the time. Speak about them. Think about them day and night. When does that give you time to do anything else? Never. Day and night, speak about Yahweh's miracles. Yahweh is serious. Amen. If you scoff at this or think this is too radical or crazy, I encourage you to just try it. Your entire life will change. I promise you. Yahweh made His laws to help us and to bless us. Trust Him. Obey Him. Amen. Let us not worry. Yahweh loves us. And it is written, Luke 12:32, from the Concordant Literal Version. Do not fear, little flocklet, for it delights your Father to give you the kingdom. Yahweh delights to bless us and take care of us and give us the kingdom. Wow! He is the best Father ever! And He loves it when we truly do trust Him. Remember when Yeshua marveled? Matthew 8:5-13, from the Concordant Literal Version. Now at His entering into Capernaum, a a centurion came to him, entreating him, and saying, Lord, my boy is prostrate in the house, a paralytic, dreadfully tormented. And he is saying to him, I coming will cure him. And answering, the centurion averred, Lord, I am not competent that thou mayest enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my boy will be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having soldiers under me. And I am saying to this one, Go, and he is going. And to another, Come, and he is coming. And to my slave, Do this, and he is doing it. Now hearing it, Jesus marvels. And he said to those following, Verily, I am saying to you, with no one in Israel so much faith did I find. Now I am saying to you that many from the east and the west shall be arriving and reclining with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of the heavens. Yet the sons of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be lamentation and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, Go, as you believe, let it come to be with you. And healed was the boy in that hour. And the centurion, returning into his house in the same hour, found the boy sound. Yeshua marvels. Let us pay attention when and why Yeshua marvels. I desire to make Yeshua marvel too. Me too. How? Faith. Believe. For the centurion, he believed that no physical touch was needed for his loved one to be healed. Only a word spoken. He understood authority. Amen. And, as Curry Blake first taught me, if you understand authority, you understand faith. If you walk in authority, you walk in faith. Faith, trust, expectation, power, life. Praise Yah. Now, how do you and I transfer that idea into our own lives today? Take some time and think about this. Figure this out. Do it. Amen. I would like Yeshua to marvel at my faith. Well, Tamra, I say to myself, this takes work and effort and determination and strength and focus and obedience and prayer and diligence and perseverance and faithfulness. This takes humility, learning, growing of holy character in myself. This is not done overnight. This is a lifestyle decision and living it out every hour, day after day, year after year. Amen. Paul gave his entire life to Yahweh. He made his purpose in life to know Yahweh, and that is all. He did not study to speak eloquently. He did not go to school to become educated by the world, including the church world. No. After being knocked to the ground by the presence of Yeshua, he left the church with the Pharisees and obeyed Yeshua. He focused all of his time and energy on knowing Yahweh and his ways and his knowledge and his power. 1 Corinthians 2, 3-5 from the Concordant Literal Version. And I came to be with you in weakness, and in fear, and did much trembling. And my word and my heralding were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but with demonstration of spirit and of power, that your faith may not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. He lived his faith. He went above and beyond Yahweh's ways, and even worked to support himself to be a pure example to others. He kept his eyes on Yahweh, and on Yahweh alone. Amen. He encouraged others to stand strong and solid in the faith. 1 Corinthians 16:13-14, from the Concordance Literal Version. Watch, stand firm in the faith. Be manly, be staunch. Let all your actions occur in love. Paul tells others, and thus also tells us, to watch out, to be on guard. Watch and guard our faith. Keep ourselves strong. Stand firm in the faith. We must take time and effort and pay attention to our faith. 2 Corinthians 13:5, from the Concordance Literal Version. Try yourselves if you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Test ourselves. I will speak to me here. Test myself. Not anyone else. Me. Previously, Yahweh led me to create the Truth Test, a workbook of questions that I ask myself, that I examine my own heart with. Cramped is the gate, and narrow is the way. Read Matthew 7:13-14. Amen. So, I share this workbook with you. Please know, the topics and questions listed in this document are only some of the deep questions to look at in ourselves, continually. There is not time or space in one study, in 1 year of studies, to cover each and every topic thoroughly. Read the Bible. Search deep within yourself. Take notes. And most importantly, make changes in your life. Obey Yahweh's instructions. Guard yourself from lies and from evil. Receive His protection and blessings. Amen. Click this link for the Truth Test, or type this online, where the Spirit of the Lord is .com/heavens-view-revelations-teachings/the-truth-test. Also, remembering the beginning years of more radically walking with Father, and remembering how utterly fearful I was for Yeshua to return, I felt I was not ready. I felt I was not good enough. I lived in so much fear and condemnation all the time. This is not how Yahweh desires us to live. No. When we sin and disobey Him, then yes, we should be in fear of Him. However, when we repent and truly give our hearts to Him, working diligently to live in holiness for Him, wholeheartedly loving Him and placing Him first in life, then we are to live also in His peace. Still fearing Him, yes, for that is wisdom, but not fear in a worldly sense, fear in a Yahwehly sense, knowing our rightful place below Him, but also knowing we are His children, children of Yahweh Most High. Praise His holy name. Yahweh looks at our hearts. 1 Samuel 16:7, from the Concordance Literal Version. But Yahweh said to Samuel, "You must not look at his appearance and at the loftiness of his stature, for I have rejected him. For not as a human sees, does the one Elohim see. A human sees the visible appearance, yet Yahweh sees into the heart." Let us know what is in our own hearts. Amen. Let us cleanse and purify our hearts for Yahweh. Amen. So, dear fellow truth seeker and truth goer, keep going. It gets better. Keep going. Also, you can read or listen to this study Yahweh had me write for myself years ago, and I now share also with you. No condemnation. Are you truly living every day? In Romans 8:1. You can find it on our website on the Bible Teachings page of heavensviewministry.org or behealedtoday.org. Glory to El Shaddai! Now, here is faith. Faith on earth. Since I was a little girl, I have always desired to be like Elijah, to boldly stand for Yahweh and know that He is alive, to have such a close relationship with Him that He backs me up when I stand for Him. Amen. 1 Kings 18, from the Concordant Literal Version. It occurred after many days, in the 3rd year, that a word of Yahweh came to Elijah, saying, "Go, appear before Ahab, for I shall indeed give rain upon the surface of the ground." So Elijah went to appear before Ahab. Now the famine was unyielding in Samaria, and Ahab had called Obadiah, who was over the household. As for Obadiah, he had come to fear Yahweh exceedingly. It occurred when Jezebel cut off the prophets of Yahweh that Obadiah had taken 100 prophets and hidden them by 50s each in caves, and had provided them with bread and water. Now Ahab said to Obadiah, "Come and let us pass through the land to all the springs of water and to all the wadis. Perhaps we shall find some grass and keep horses and mules alive, so that we may not have more of the beasts cut off." So they apportioned the land between them to pass through it. Ahab, he went by himself alone in one direction, and Obadiah, he went by himself alone in another direction. Obadiah was on the road, and there was Elijah to meet him. Obadiah recognized him, fell on his face and said, "Is this you, my lord Elijah?" He replied to him, "It is I. Go, say to your lord, Elijah is here." Yet he asked, "In what am I at fault that you are giving your servant into the hand of Ahab to put me to death? As Yahweh your Elohim lives, there is no nation or kingdom where my lord has not sent to seek you." When they said, "He is not here," then he adjured that kingdom and that nation that it could not find you. And now you are saying, "Go, say to your lord, Elijah is here." It will come to pass when I shall go away from you, then the spirit of Yahweh itself may carry you off unto a land that I do not know. When I come to tell Ahab, and he should not find you, then he will kill me.
As for your servant, he has feared Yahweh from his youth. Has not my lord been told what I did when Jezebel killed the prophets of Yahweh? I hid some of the prophets of Yahweh, 100 men, 50 by 50 men in caves, and I provided them with bread and water. And now you are saying, go, say to your lord, Elijah is here. Then he will kill me. Yet Elijah replied, as Yahweh of hosts lives, before whom I stand, today I shall indeed appear before him. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab ran to meet Elijah. It came to pass, as Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said to him, is this you, the troubler of Israel? Elijah replied, I have not brought trouble on Israel, but rather you have, and the house of your father, because you have forsaken the instructions of Yahweh, and you went after the Baalim. Now send and convene to me all Israel at Mount Carmel, together with the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah, who are eating at the table of Jezebel. Then Ahab sent word among all the sons of Israel, and he convened the prophets at Mount Carmel. Elijah came close to all the people and said, how long will you go on skipping to and fro between the two opinions? If Yahweh is the one Elohim, go after him. If Baal is, go after him. Yet the people answered him not a word. Then Elijah said to the people, I am left as a prophet of Yahweh, I by myself alone, while the prophets of Baal are 450 men. Now let them give us 2 young bulls, and let them choose for themselves 1 young bull, cut it in pieces and place it on the sticks, but they should not apply fire. I myself shall prepare the other young bull. I will put it on the sticks, but I shall not apply fire. Then you will call your Elohim by name, and I myself shall call Yahweh by name. And it will come to be, the one Elohim who shall respond with fire, he is the one Elohim. All the people answered and said, good is the word which you have spoken. Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, choose for yourselves 1 young bull and prepare yours first, since you are so many. Then call your Elohim by name, but do not apply fire. So they took the young bull, which one had given to them, and they prepared it. Then they called Baal by name from morning until noon, saying, O Baal, answer us! But there was no voice, and there was no one answering. Yet they were skipping about the altar that one had made. It came to pass at noon that Elijah trifled with them and said, call with a loud voice, for he is an Elohim, in case he is in meditation, or in case he had to turn away, or in case he has been on the road. Perhaps he is sleeping and shall awake. So they were calling with a loud voice, and they slashed themselves according to their custom with swords and lances, until blood poured out over them. It came to be as noon passed, that they feigned themselves prophets until the time to offer up the approach present. But there was no voice, there was no one answering, and there was no attention. Now Elijah said to all the people, come close to me. When all the people came close to him, he mended the demolished altar of Yahweh. Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom had come the word of Yahweh, saying, Israel shall be your name. With the stones he built an altar in the name of Yahweh, and he made a trench round about the altar, enough for housing 2 seahs of seed. He arranged the sticks, cut the young bull in pieces, and placed it on the sticks. Then he said, fill 4 jars with water and pour it on the ascent offering and on the sticks. Now he said, repeat it. And they repeated it. Yet he said, do it a 3rd time, So they did it a third time. Thus the water ran round about the altar and even the trench. It filled with water. When it was time to offer up the approach present, Elijah the prophet came close and said, O Yahweh, Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are Elohim in Israel, and I am your servant, and that by your words I have done all these things. Answer me, O Yahweh, answer me. Thus this people may know that you, Yahweh, are the one, Elohim, and that you yourself will turn their heart around back again. Now the fire of Yahweh fell and devoured the ascent offering and the sticks, the stones and the soil, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw this, they fell on their faces and said, Yahweh, he is the one, Elohim, Yahweh, he is the one, Elohim. Then Elijah said to them, Grab the prophets of Baal, let not one of them escape. So they grabbed them, and Elijah brought them down to Wadi Kishon. There he slew them. Elijah said to Ahab, Go up, eat and drink, for there is the sound of the rumble of a downpour. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink. As for Elijah, he ascended to the summit of Mount Carmel and crouched prone to the earth and placed his face between his knees. And he said to his lad, Now go up and look in the direction of the sea. He went up and looked and said, There is nothing whatsoever. Yet Elijah replied, Turn back 7 times. It came to pass at the 7th time that he said, Behold, a thick cloud, small as a man's palm, is ascending from the sea. So he replied, Rise up, say to Ahab, Hitch up your chariot and go down, that the downpour may not restrain you. It came to pass then and there that the heavens sombered themselves with thick clouds, and with the wind came a great downpour, while Ahab rode off and went to Jezreel. The hand of Yahweh, it came on Elijah, so that he tightened his waist and ran ahead before Ahab until you come to Jezreel.
Wow! Glorious! Elijah knew his Yahweh. Elijah stood strong for Yahweh. He stood up to 850 prophets of idols. He knew Yahweh. He did not care what others believed in or how many the others were. He knew that Yahweh is the only Elohim. Amen. What strength! What trust! What faith! What expectation! When I was about 8 years young, I became a terrible people pleaser. It grew worse and worse as an adult, and every year I became more and more unhappy, miserable, depressed, and lived in increased pains and illnesses, for I was placing all others above Yahweh. When I was little, I thought I would never be like Elijah, though I desired that strength and boldness and faith in Yahweh. Today, I am finally speaking truth to others. Bold truth. Amen. All glory to Yahweh. And I know I will be like Elijah, though I still have some work and strengthening to do, and yes, some more people pleasing to burn out, placing Yahweh first in my life, above others' thoughts, others' feelings, others' negativity and unbelief, praise Yah that all is possible with Him. Matthew 19:26. From the Concordance Literal Version. Jesus said to them, "With men this is impossible, yet with God all is possible." My goal, to walk as Elijah. How am I doing? I ask myself. Really? Also, how am I doing in the fruits of the Spirit? Galatians 5:22-23. From the Concordant Literal Version. Now, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Faithfulness is included here in the fruits of the Spirit. How is my faithfulness to Yahweh? This image is up in my home to remind me to live by the Spirit. Amen. Galatians 5:22. The fruits of the Spirit. This is the end of part 3 of 5 in our study. Faith, trust, expectation. Let us believe and live out the Scriptures. Amen. Live in faith. Listen to the next part of this Bible study. Faith, trust, expectation. You will find this whole series at rumble.com on our channel titled Heaven's View, as well as on the Bible Teachings page of our website, heavensviewministry.org. Thank you for joining us here at Heaven's View Ministry. Find more revelations and teachings from Yahweh, including miraculous healings today, the importance and truth of the baptism in the Spirit, plus many more revelations and teachings as and when Yahweh and His Spirit are revealing them to me to herald and declaim. Praise Yahweh! Be healed today through our Yahweh-led miraculous healing services and broadcasts. The apostolic faith is alive today. Yahweh heals today. Just as Yeshua's spoken words healed the centurion's son from a distance, read John 4:46-54, our Father heals across distances today also. He heals through spoken words and through replays of spoken words. He is Yahweh. All is possible with Him. Read Matthew 19:26. Read the whole Bible, in fact. Receive your own personal healing from Yahweh at BeHealedToday.org. Then, when you are miraculously and instantly healed, share your miracle healing testimony with me. Praise the living Elohim. Amen. Test the spirits. Read 1 John 4:1. Fact check and spirit check everything you see, hear, and read, including the heraldings and teachings here at Heaven's View Ministry. Also, test your own spirit. Are you truly living in Yahweh's peace? Really? Find out now. Answer the 40 questions on the Peaceometer and get free tips and help to increasing your true peace in Yahweh. Heaven's View Ministry. The truth will be making you free. John 8:32. Come and be free. Climb out of the box of lies. Live in freedom. Live in truth. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is near. Get ready. Remain ready. Be committed. Be faithful until the end.And receive the wreath of life. Be healed today. Live in the apostolic faith today. Yahweh heals. Yahweh sets the captives free. Yahweh binds the broken of heart. Yahweh raises the dead. Yahweh sets us free. Praise His holy name.You are invited to be radical as Yeshua is calling us to be. Learn the truth in the Bible, not from any mistranslations nor human interpretations leading to misapplications of the truth. See miracles today. Be healed yourself. Be a miracle of Yahweh today, just as when Yeshua walked the earth and healed others.I myself was miraculously healed of a depleted disc in my sacrum. Excruciating back pain for years. Sitting, standing, lying down. I was unable to find comfort. Living with pain like a knife in my back constantly. No cure, the doctors said. Well, Yahweh instantly healed me.Praise His holy name. Be baptized in the Spirit. Know Yahweh and walk in His power. Join us in obeying His every word, living radically and completely sold out for Yahweh, El Shaddai, the Creator of everything. Join us at Heaven's View Ministry today. I am called by Yahweh to be His conduit.For Him to work miraculous healings through my prayers for you, like Peter, Paul, as well as Stephen. Just as Yeshua Himself stated, Verily, verily, I am saying to you, He who is believing in me, the works which I am doing, he also will be doing, and greater than these will he be doing. For I am going to the Father.And whatsoever you should be requesting in my name, this I will be doing, that the Father should be glorified in the Son. John 14:12-13, from the Concordant Literal Version. I am called to comfort, to speak, and to serve you. How may I help you? Contact me at heavensviewministry.org.BeHealedToday.org or WhereTheSpiritOfTheLord Is.com. Come join us at Heaven's View Ministry. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Philippians 4:23. May YHWH bless you and keep you.May YHWH light up His face towards you and be gracious to you. May YHWH lift His face to you and appoint peace for you. Numbers 6:24-26. Amen and amen. See you soon. I look forward to all the future holds. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Praise His holy name. His will be done.On earth as it is in heaven. Amen.